Hi, Todd.
Hey, is this Miles?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Right on. Dude, thank you so much for taking the time here to jump on the Toddcast in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, thank you for taking the time out of your day to speak with me. Of course. I really appreciate that.
Of course. So you're in Kelowna, of course.
Yeah.
Number 12 for the Kelowna Chiefs. Holy man, I'll tell you what, your season with the Chiefs, you guys are having an amazing season.
We were like, yeah, just really fortunate with that. At the beginning of the season, I didn't really expect on we're going to have a record like this, but so far, we're doing really good, so I can't complain at all. Stay healthy, especially in these last few months before the playoffs. You could have a perfect season, but it's really at the end of the season what matters. So.
Right. At press time, as I'm, getting ready to talk to you, I'm surfing on the page, and you guys are, 35 games in? You've only lost one game. Have you ever been on a team that's been that dominant?
I would say when I played for the Caribou Cougars, we only had four losses that season, I think, two ties.
Wow.
And we won the league that year, and we hosted the TELUS Cup. We fell a little short, coming to fifth place out of six teams there.
Mm.
But it, for regular season, it's definitely something with Caribou, and I definitely saw similar things with leadership and how the players kind of treat themselves and how they presented themselves. So what I kind of noticed too, everyone gets along like one big family. I think that's a huge part if you want to be successful as a hockey team. You have to make sure there's no inner conflict within your team. It seems like everyone's really getting along, and we do lots of team builders, lots of practices, games. So everything's going great so far. So we're just hoping to keep it up.
Mm-hmm. And does anything stand out about your first game with the Chiefs?
Your first game
you played for them?
Oh, yeah. Well, the transition from major midget to junior B, at that time we're wearing cages now, but at that time last year, we had to wear a visor, and it was definitely a lot more physical, and some of the rinks are a bit smaller too. But for me, I really enjoy this because I get to play hockey still, and nine out of 20 guys, excluding there's high school players on the team also. Mm-hmm. I think around 9 or 10 guys on the hockey team are going to post-secondary, which I think is really cool. We have this type of record of lots of almost half the team going to post-secondary, and we're working. So it's not like we're just playing hockey. We're still have things on the side that we're still playing hockey, going to school, and there's players on the team that are working. So I think we're definitely well-balanced as a whole.
Right, and that is pretty cool. You know, your dad was the one that kind of reached out to me on Twitter and said, hey, my kid's got this initiative, a mental health initiative. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I would imagine that your dad was probably the first to kind of, steer you in this direction. Miles, I'm curious, what's your first hockey memory?
My first hockey memory was actually with my mom and dad bringing me to the hockey rink. I was too young to play hockey, but they would still got me some hockey skates and a hockey stick, and they just bring me out to the, I grew up in Quesnel, British Columbia, so they would bring me out to a local ice rink, and they just had a little small patch of ice, and they would, at the age of three, age of three, I started skating and started to pass the puck with my dad, so I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty cool.
Actually, over the Christmas holidays, watching family video, and they actually videotaped that, so it was pretty cool to kind of, I don't remember that at that age, but to kind of see on what I was doing, I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and absolutely.
I can't thank both my parents enough for, I'm very privileged to have that opportunity. They both worked very hard to allow me to, on where I am today, because of they are both working and allow me to play hockey, go to school, and support me with my initiatives with mental health, which I think is very, very fortunate for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Growing up in Quesnel, does that mean that you were a Vancouver Canucks fan, or which way did you lean as a little kid?
For me, yes, I grew up as a Vancouver Canucks fan.
Right.
Usually, when I was growing up too, my dad would always try to bring the family once a year to go watch a Canucks game, and I thought that was a really cool opportunity. And a few years, my dad even like got a box up top and invited some friends and family and some business people to just come watch a game. And
sweet.
One year in particular, we got a box and we brought a whole bunch of mental health professionals and some business people around the field of mental health. That would include the Canadian Mental Health Association, the co-chairs, Bev Gray. She was kind of the leader of CMHABC at the time. They all came out to the mental health booth and or the mental health box at the Canucks game, and they thought that was fantastic. They never really experienced anything like that. It was really awesome to have something like that. So I definitely grew up really enjoying watching the Canucks, and but my dad's really passionate about them, so I kind of got it from him.
Yeah, of course. You know, being in Quesnel, though, you're almost you could say, you know, Edmonton, Calgary.
Like you said, some of my friends too that I grew up with, that's kind of what they chose of, like Edmonton and Calgary, just due to the fact that they had family members or relatives right. that they could go travel around and possibly go to hockey games over Alberta. I was fortunate enough to go to Vancouver, go to a few games, and I got to meet like Kevin Bieksa.
Oh, sweet.
That was a few years ago. It was actually at a mental health summit called Balance Your Mind.
Okay.
I did a little presentation there, and right after, I didn't know he was there, then the people that kind of set the summit actually kind of pulled a few strings, and I got to meet him, because he's definitely one of my role models that I would have to say for the work he's done around Rick Rippon, and to carry on his legacy. Pretty much that's how I got involved with mental health, and like my story, that's what inspired me to when I saw what Kevin Bieksa was doing for Rick Rippon. Rippon wanted to share his story, and he wasn't able to because he took his own life, but Kevin still wanted to carry on his legacy. I thought that was fantastic, and that's a true leader in my opinion.
And tell us about your mental health initiative.
Well, how it all got started was a few years ago, kind of around the age of 13, 14, a close friend of mine, a lot of people would call him like very enthusiastic, a good hockey player, just a good person, and a lot of people would call us like a dynamic duo because we played on the same hockey team, and but we're almost like inseparable, very good friends on and off the ice. Then one day I just kind of saw Will changing himself and on how he presented himself to me, his teammates, and his friends. Just kind of noticed things aren't going the same. He didn't carry that smile as he usually would on his face. So I understood people had good days and bad days, and I didn't really think much of it until it carried on a week later, and similar attributes. He's kind of isolating himself a little bit more. So I went up and asked him, hey, is everything all right? I kind of notice not really talking too much. The on-ice performance isn't, we don't really have that chemistry going on, not really like passing the puck. He said, just having a bad week. Didn't really think much of it. Then another week passed, and it's even getting worse now. He's not talking to anyone, taking super long shifts on the ice, not really being a team player. And then we're starting to see that our teammates are kind of getting frustrated with him because no one really knows on what is going on, because he just said he had a rough week, and it's kind of carrying over to the next week, and it's almost like a little something it was just kind of tumbling, and it was just getting bigger and bigger. And then I just asked him right after practice, can you please tell me what is going on? I just want to, like, I'm a very close friend of yours, teammate. I just want to be here for you. And he said, I honestly don't know what's going on. I'm just in this place right now. I'm not feeling very happy. I just want to play hockey, but at that time, it's not really making me happy. So from this, I definitely wanted to get him help that he needed, because seeing a close friend of mine going through something like this, I had no idea that it was depression, but at that age, we did both of us didn't know what it was. So I told my parents, I told my hockey coach, because I wanted to let them know some of the characteristics or some attributes on what was going on, because he was a little bit curious too. Then the coach actually kicked him off the hockey team, and that was devastating to me because I just wanted to help my friend out. And that was I couldn't believe that he kicked him off the hockey team. I think it wasn't at that time the coach just kicked him off the hockey team because he just didn't have the education on what to do. He had this player not really being a teammate and taking longer shifts on ice, and he was actually going through depression. But that's definitely not a way to handle that, and that's why I am raising awareness around this cause today, is to give education to players, coaches, or any individuals that want to know more around mental health, so circumstances like that don't have to happen. Luckily, my friend today is healthy and well. He still has his highs and lows, but he's still playing hockey, thankfully. That one situation never kind of stopped him from playing, because it was just, he's already going through a tough time by getting hockey taken away from him, pretty much getting shamed on, he's just going through a hard time, and he gets scrutinized for that. It was definitely very devastating, and I felt horrible because I just wanted to help a friend out, and I thought going to the coach was the best idea, and this is where we all end up. But pretty much from that, I kind of realized that if this happened with like our hockey team, it could definitely happen around the world or even around Canada, because it was just one hockey team. I wanted to make sure to share my story that it doesn't happen to anyone else, that they do have the confidence and they do tell someone on what is going on. I just wanted to make sure that my friend was getting the proper help that he needed. And right then and there, he didn't get looked after until he got kicked off the hockey team. Then his parents found out, and they worked together to get him talking to someone about, and got him on medication. But definitely a situation like that didn't have to expand as big as it did, especially kicking a person from the hockey team.
Yeah, good for you, man. There'd be a lot of people that would idly sit by and watch it happen.
Yeah, and for me, it was hard to see that, especially with a close friend. And with any matter of fact, as I mentioned earlier, as a hockey team, you pretty much treat each other like family. And if you see someone that's going through a hard time, definitely one of us will ask a question or kind of check up with them, because you never want to have that one person kind of fading away or going down. At that age, I thought it was quite interesting that someone could be going through depression that early. And statistics do show, and research is, it's almost getting earlier and earlier, just due to the fact of like social media and other factors. But something like that, I think the biggest message that I could possibly say is just talking to an individual. For me, I thought I could go to my hockey coach, and he didn't really have that education, which I thought he did. But just talking about the whole time, like my friend, he was like pretty frustrated with me at the time, but he was thankful after a week or two, just due to the fact of he got the help they need and he felt better. Then overall, he wasn't suffering silence and going through that all alone. He kind of got that off of his chest and received some medication and started to talk to someone, which he felt better overall. So,
Yeah, man. Well, that's great. Good for you.
Oh, thank you.
I want to get into beyond mental health, beyond hockey, and I kind of want to get to, know you more than for just that. But there's one last hockey question I want to ask you.
Yep.
Who's at the top of the pile? Who's the best player right now in the NHL?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Right? So many good players.
Yeah, there's so many good players. I definitely, by being a Canucks fan, Elias Pettersson would definitely, Pettersson's right up there.
Even Horvat is awesome.
Horvat, Brock. Brock has all those players are quite great. I would have to still go with Connor McDavid, just due to the fact of him being at that age, and Edmonton's kind of around the same stats, win some games and lose some games, but he is a true captain, and he's really shown that over the years, and he's still getting a good amount of points. I think he's above a point per game, so that's very interesting, and just his knowledge around the game and his expertise and his IQ is just something that he's possibly born with, and he's a very hard worker, so I think Edmonton's very good, lucky to have him, but it's nice for Canucks fans to have someone like Pettersson, that's for sure.
Yeah, totally. How old are you, like 17?
19.
So you're a young kid. You must have watched video of, you know, Lemieux and Gretzky and Hall and all those, you know, the past superstars. Who's better, do you think? Was it Gretzky or Lemieux?
Well... sometimes it's hard to, I feel like they had a little bit of a different play style. Gretzky was definitely a goal scorer. Same with Lemieux. But having, for me, I would have to say Gretzky. Just due to the fact of growing up and seeing him and like watching videos, and I would have to say he's pretty close to BC. Because he played on the Edmonton Oilers. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But both of them, I would say, definitely great hockey players, and they've proved it, proved themselves by people calling them legends and one of the best ever played hockey within the NHL. So yeah. I would definitely have to say both, but I would give Gretzky a little bit of leverage.
Okay, I'd probably do the same thing. All right, let's get outside of the hockey, outside of mental health. And man, that's, again, it's what you're doing is awesome, you know, raising awareness for all that stuff, more the better, right? I mean, you never can tell when somebody's down and depressed and just needs maybe somebody to talk to, you know? Good on you. Good on you.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And for me, from that one story, I expanded to mindright.info, and within my league of the KIJHL, I'm very fortunate that all the teams within our league are want to participate on being a part of this mindright.info. And we're hoping to expand a little bit more of our peer-to-peer support. So that's where the similar idea kind of came from, of talking to another friend. There's many resources out there on providing, like Canadian Mental Health Associations out there. Foundry's fantastic. But the only thing that we kind of see as athletes, or from what I saw, is getting those individuals into those support platforms or support like resources within their local community. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just, you just need someone to talk to. It could be a peer, an individual on your hockey team, just someone to give them a little bit more confidence to get in there. That's where we're building this program, hopefully to get an app up and running very soon. It definitely takes a little bit of time to create that, but if we could have an app with mindright.info, it could allow people to have the same resources in Kelowna then all the way over to Creston or Columbia Valley. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to expand that a little bit more, and to allow that to help those individuals. We're just focusing on athletes, hockey players, just for a kind of pilot program within this first year, then hopefully expand that a little bit more. But I definitely saw a gap within Junior B hockey players, so we're hoping to fulfill that and have more success stories than ones that we hear than the ones that we've lost. We want to make sure that we're continuing this conversation so we don't lose anyone.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that website out for us?
Mindright.info, and it's M-I-N-D, right, R-I-G-H-T, .info, okay. mindright.info.
Great. Okay, cool. Let's get into this. I want to get to know you a little bit. What was your first concert?
My first concert was actually Nickelback.
Oh, nice. Okay. I love that. I love the boys. I've known them for a long, long time. I'm one of those guys that, like, you know, I'm a true supporter, never wave, you know?
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, no, that was a first concert in Vancouver. It was, before Rogers Arena, I believe it was a GM play.
The GM, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was in there. That was quite
the bar to set, my God.
No.
Those guys are fantastic live.
No, yeah, that's definitely at that age. I was younger, I believe the age of 14.
Okay.
14, 15. It was a little, luckily I had some earplugs, but it was awesome. Definitely seeing those guys live. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah, man. They throw down for sure. All great players. No. What TV shows are you watching right now? What are you binge watching that you just can't get enough of it?
I would have to say it's on Netflix, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a really good show. I think it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Funny show. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
That's a hard question. For me, I don't believe too much in conspiracies, so I would have to say no.
Really?
Yeah, I would have to say no.
You think of this entire galaxy that we live in, that we're the only planet?
Oh, no. I would have to say, there's possibly aliens out there.
You don't know that they've been here yet.
Yeah, I just don't know if they've been here. With this technology nowadays, I just feel like it would kind of go on the internet or
something.
Yeah, something like that. With today's technology with drones and video, if there's a pretty hard proof, I would definitely have to say yes. But as of right now, I haven't really saw anything in person, so right. I don't know if they landed right on Earth. So
Miles, I've had people say that they think that aliens still present day live on Earth, and they're the ones that look weird. Those people, you've seen people that just look a little off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if that was the case, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. So then obviously you must not believe in Sasquatch. You must not believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Ogopogo.
Not too much, no. But because I grew up in Quesnel, right. Possibly the Sasquatch, but some people told me that the Ogopogo might be in the Okanagan Lake. So
right.
Like I said before, I haven't really saw anything with my own eyes or some hard proof. So I would have to say a no on that one.
All right. What was the last movie that you saw in theater?
Oh, in theater. I believe it was It.
Oh.
I haven't been in the movie theater since October. I believe that's when the movie released.
There is a ton of jump scenes in that movie. My God, did they do a good job of is it a reboot or a remake or whatever?
Yeah, I believe
amazing job.
It was kind of a reboot from the original one, but yeah, that was definitely a thriller to say the least.
Yeah, dude, I heard that Stephen King, I think I actually read on his Twitter feed that he actually jumped at the end of the movie because he obviously didn't know the way it was going to be portrayed or whatever on screen. And he said that he wrote the book and he was still freaked out by the end.
Oh, geez.
I know, right?
That's crazy. Yeah, no, that goes to show first even wrote the book. That's if they jump, that's must be a good movie then.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you a comic book fan? Do you check out the Wonder Woman, the Avengers, Logan, Suicide Squad, and all that?
Personally, not too much. I think when I was younger, not too much nowadays.
Yeah. I'm setting you up for this one though, and I'm hoping you got a good one. If you could have one superpower, which power would you want to have?
Oh, that's a very good question. Possibly something similar to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow I could have his attributes for him. He's watched a little bit of those movies, and he always seems comes in at the right time and saves everyone. So,
well, I mean, Superman's almost... he's invulnerable. He's got heat vision. He can fly at the speed of around the world in 2 seconds. And he's got all these superhuman strength, and he's got everything. Superman is the man.
Yeah, no, I could definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
For him, that's definitely a hard question. If I just had to pick one,
right.
Possibly, if I had to just pick one, I can't remember his name, but he's a speed of light that he could run as fast.
Flash.
Yeah, Flash. The only reason why I would say that is could pretty much travel around the world, and I could stop by all these destinations, and if someone's going through a hard time, I could possibly get there in just a snap of a finger. So,
I love it. What's your take on legalized marijuana? Of course, it just came to Canada only a few months back.
For me, I haven't done too much research around that, so I can't really say if that's already legalized, if people should do it or shouldn't. I actually watched a little presentation that I went to a conference, very brief, because I had to speak at the same event. I kind of listened to him for 5 minutes, but definitely a hard one to say. Can't really say yes or no. For me, I would have to definitely do a little bit more research before concluding to conclusion for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Let me ask you one more, and this will probably be the toughest that I'll ask you tonight. What has been your career highlight thus far?
Oh, wow. I think career highlight, it's almost a little bit of a tie. For the hockey aspect, would be winning the league championship, just due to the fact of having my whole family there, and winning that right in Prince George in my grade 12 year. I thought that was pretty cool to kind of cap everything off, my last year of hockey for Major Midget and for my grade 12 year. I think that's definitely memorable, and got lots of pictures, so I'll never forget about that. And also, I think it's definitely up there meeting Justin Trudeau when I went to Ottawa.
Okay.
Very lucky to meet him. It was May 27th. I was just kind of networking around my initiatives around mental health. And Stephen Fuhr actually pulled a few strings. And Trudeau was super busy that day, but he found the time to be with me and discuss like 5 minutes on kind of my story and how I got involved with mental health. And Trudeau has supported me on Twitter through the Sportsnet video, and also just kind of congratulated me for my BC Hockey Award for Humanitarian of the Year. So I thought that was those two would definitely go, would be a tie.
Yeah, man, that's very cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so on social media, are you across the board Miles_Matilla12 or?
Yeah.
You are across the board on Instagram, on Facebook, the whole works?
Facebook would just be Miles Matilla.
Okay.
Just my first and last name. Then Twitter and Instagram are the same username as you mentioned.
Right. Miles_Matilla12 on Twitter and Instagram. Awesome.
Instagram. Yeah.
Great. Dude, thank you again for doing this. And I guess we'll see you online.